brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number three. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. The governor's gone here in about 14 minutes with us. This incredible information coming out from NIST, and it's all bombshell. You know why they covered it up. There's the evidence of the criminality right there. This is just so incredible. I want to get to Jack Kelly, a news reporter on the ground, also talking about bombs and explosions. This was on CNN. But going back to Governor Ventura briefly, where does this start for a new investigation? How do we expose this big lie?
It's difficult because, you know, you saw the new administration come in and, you know, with Obama, and they won't touch it. You know, they won't look at it at all. So that clearly shows you that, you know, it isn't Democrat against Republican here. You know, because if the Democrats had any way, if they truly were at war with the Republicans and they could expose the Republicans for an atrocity as large as this, you don't think they would? So that clearly shows that they're both in it, that the parties don't really matter. And I guess where do we go from here? I would tell people, you know, any grassroots thing starts at its lowest level. That's why it's called grassroots. Even in your local elections, stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. That's a very simple thing we all can do. November 2nd is just next week. Don't vote for Democrats or Republicans.
Well said. And before you leave us, you'll briefly talk about Tom Horner there running for governor. He's got a shot at it. Let's go to this next clip. Jack Kelly, bombs in the buildings on CNN. Here it is.
Joining me is Jack Kelly. Now, he is a foreign correspondent, war correspondent, and just came back from Israel. He has some information about these attacks. Jack, what can you tell us happened first in New York?
Apparently what appears to happen was that at the same time two planes hit the building, that the FBI most likely thinks that there was a car or truck packed with explosives underneath the buildings, which also exploded at the same time and brought both of them down.
Now, that's the first time we're hearing that. So two planes and explosives that were in the building, is that correct?
That is the working theory at this point. That
okay.
is still unconfirmed. That is
so they never discredited the working theory. They just said it didn't exist. And then this is stuff.
They ignored it, Alex.
Yes.
They just ignored it. That's what they do with anything that doesn't fit into their scenario. They simply ignore.
Now, here's another clip we're just going to play. You know what? I'm not going to have time to. I've got all the local newscasts with witnesses saying bombs going off and firefighters and people. And then I've got another newscast before the plane hits, seconds before you hear the clear explosion, then the plane hits. It just goes on and on. I want to come back from this quick break and get into, you know, the classic stuff, Building 7 on BBC, where they say it's already fallen when it's right behind them. I want to get into Larry Silverstein saying we gave the order to pull it and watch it come down. But we got about a minute and a half left in this segment. What about more marches for 9/11 truth? What about more people going public? Grassroots?
Well, that might work, but you have to remember the mainstream media is not the ally. You can march all you want, but if they don't cover it, then the only people that know a march took place are the locals.
Well, that's why you're...
Why do you think... What do you think happened prior to the invasion of Iraq? There was a great deal of anti-war protest and marching, but you never saw it on TV because the TV stations mainstream refused to cover any negative about the invasion of Iraq because they wanted to portray to the public that nobody was against this. How could you possibly be against this? And if you were, you were unpatriotic, and that's exactly what they're able to pull off.
Well, that's why you're so important. You're one of the few national figures who's got the courage and the profile to be able to punch through mainstream media, and you tell it like it is when you're on television, and it has a big effect, and we see 9/11 truth only growing bigger and more people coming out, Governor.
Yeah, that's true, Alex, but if you notice, I'm getting censored more and more. The access that I had 2 years ago, I had way more 2 years ago than what I'm getting now. I'm being cut back, too. I can't get on all the shows I'd like to get on anymore.
Especially the big Fox shows. We're going to come back and play a few more of these key clips with Governor Jesse Ventura. This is incredible new developments, folks. Get it out to everyone you know. 9/11 search term, 9/11 cover-up.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The key searches today to make them number one on Google Trends, 9/11 cover-up and Conway cover-up. We'll talk about the Kentucky situation. It is big. After Governor Jesse Ventura leaves us, I'm going to finish up, though, with some of these clips we didn't have time to play while he was with us. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of others. That's what's so frustrating, Governor, is it's hidden in plain view, and we've got to expose these people. I mean, do you agree that if we don't expose the system that's doing this, that they're going to continue to use fake terror as a pretext to enslave us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, and the thing that's most frustrating is mainstream media. I mean, I guess, you know, when I do my publicity for my show, I've been taking a different tact. I've been going on and thanking them because I thank them for covering whether pro athletes cheat on their wives, the death of Anna Nicole Smith, and all that important stuff. Because I said, if you covered the things we covered, me, my crew, and production company wouldn't have jobs.
I guess
I always make sure to thank them for providing jobs for us, because I'm just baffled, Alex. It's beyond words how our mainstream media, which was designed to be the fourth branch of government, the unwritten fourth branch by our forefathers, their job was to be the check, to be the watchdog and watch the other three branches of government and keep them honest. And now that they have sold us out, we are in dire straits, Alex, because with mainstream media ignoring things like this, these stories should be the lead stories on TV right now. And yet, where are they hearing them? Not to downgrade you and I, but the only place they're hearing that is on your radio show and a few other non-mainstream outlets.
Well, the ruling class, the elite, the social engineers, wouldn't have staged 9/11 if they weren't confident in their superiority over the mainstream media. But we do see the mainstream media losing ratings, viewers, and in national polls, the public trusts the alternative media a lot more than they do the mainstream media.
Well, and that's clearly shown when the most trusted man, hands down, above all others, with double-digit win, is Jon Stewart.
And he's making a joke about things.
Well, Jon Stewart's show is comedy, yet it's serious comedy because he, you know, he does it with a comedic intent. But what he talks about, the position he takes, are very good. And that's why when I was at Harvard, Alex, I asked all the Harvard students where they get their news from, and it was like 90% of them all said Jon Stewart.
Yeah, he's better than some. The problem is it's kind of a liberal perspective, but he will cover topics others won't. We're almost out of time. I want to play two final clips and then talk about the TV show and also the governor's race up in Minnesota you're involved in supporting Tom Horner. But first, let's go, because you mentioned this earlier, we're pulling this up, let's go to James Stanley of the BBC, and they did it on their other BBC channel at the same time live. This is BBC World. It was also on BBC 24, another reporter, being fed, and they now admit Reuters gave them this, that Building 7 had fallen perfectly in its own footprint, the Solomon Brothers building, before it actually fell. Here it is.
World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash. And we know that behind that, there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city. But
so meanwhile, right behind her is Building 7, and she's saying it's fallen, Jesse.
Yeah, that's correct. She talks about it for over 7 minutes about the third building that has collapsed that wasn't struck by an aircraft. And the entire time she's talking, Building 7's right behind her because she actually did this 30 minutes before the building actually fell.
And the same thing was on CNN with Aaron Brown. But just like with NIST suppressing their internal videos that show the same thing, BBC for a year said that was fake. And then they said, okay, it's true, but we lost the tapes. Now they've done a special and have admitted it, but just say it was a coincidence. Last clip with Governor Jesse Ventura, because he mentioned it. Here's the owner of the World Trade Center lease, Larry Silverstein, saying they gave the order on Building 7 to pull it, demolition term, for controlled demolition, and they watched the building come down. Here it is.
Allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander, telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe this one of the things to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Did you know a Fox News reporter wrote an article 3 months ago and admitted he was with Silverstein, and they made the decision to pull, but then decided not to. So now they admit they were planning to blow it up. But wait, Silverstein gave this interview a year after and said they pulled it. I mean, Jesse.
Well, you know what I liked about it, Alex, is they now use the terminology pull it meant to pull the firefighters out. That's the excuse they use for it. But you notice he says pull it and then ties it right into the bringing the building down, because that wasn't the intent of what he was talking about. He was talking about bringing the building down. But in order to cover themselves, they've now stated that Silverstein was simply stating the fire captain, when he used the term pull it, meant that they were going to pull all the firefighters out, that it was a lost cause.
Well, there's just one problem. We happen to have the New York City logs. The firefighters were pulled at 11:23 in the morning, more than 5 hours before the building fell.
Yeah, there you go.
Unbelievable. Governor, so this information, I mean, we just presented here, and it's only the tip of the iceberg. That's pretty darn powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful. And again, Alex, it amazes me that how mainstream media can possibly say that they're the ones that provide us with our knowledge when all of this is out there and none of them will touch it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, did you see how quickly George Stephanopoulos got me off Good Morning America or whatever it was?
Yes.
The minute that I responded that I felt that our government, certainly if they didn't participate in it, they knew about it and they've covered it up, he couldn't get me off there quicker. I bet you my segment ended up about a minute
Yeah, he had to bail and pull the plug because you had the courage to tell the truth. In closing, tell us a little bit about the TV show. And also, you're involved politically up there for the third-party candidate, Tom Horner, running for governor, and he's polling about like you were.
Yeah, he's got a shot at it. You know, I don't know. He's right about where I was a week before my election. Now, does he have the momentum that I had? I don't know. But we will not stop trying up here because Minnesota proved in 1998 that they would elect an independent governor, and we've had great candidates since then. We haven't elected another one, but we'll still keep trying, and I'll still keep trying because, again, we're not going to get our country back until we stop electing Democrats and Republicans and follow John Adams' suggestion and get rid of these political parties because they are not the solution. They are the problem.
That's right. You've talked about banning.
Alex, I'll just say the biggest thing to me on the TV show this fall is the confession we have to the murder of John Kennedy.
Extremely powerful. And this episode's Area 51 coming up Friday night.
Yeah, Area 51 will be Friday night. Then we're going to do clean water. We do the police state. We do the Wall Street. We do JFK. And there's a couple more thrown in there that I can't think of right now.
All right. Well, Governor Jesse Ventura, I appreciate you joining us. And I know in the next month you're going back down to Mexico. So have fun down there. Get some rest that's well deserved. Say hi to Terry and Tyrell and everybody. And I look forward to seeing you back again if we're still here in 2011.
Well, hopefully we'll still be here, Alex. And again, keep up the good work. I'll leave you to handle the collateral damage. It's time for me to go on R&R.
God bless you, sir. Take care.
You too, Alex. Take care and best to your family and keep up the fight.
Bon voyage, Governor.
All right, bye-bye.
There goes Governor Jesse Ventura, ladies and gentlemen. And he was done doing radio interviews last week, but he did this one just especially. But now they're filming another interview for the water special. He'll do a little bit more radio next week, and then he's gone a few weeks after that back down to Mexico. But look. They blew up the towers in front of everybody. You have the firemen, the police talking about the bombs, the molten steel. You've got it all right there. And I didn't even get to all the clips. I'm going to have Paul Watson today basically take this Jesse Ventura calls for new 9/11 investigation or Jesse Ventura calls for investigation in light of explosive evidence and get that out to everyone. Because people are like, well, we already know all this. No, your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. They've heard 9/11 is an inside job. They know about the lies about WMDs or Northwoods or Gulf of Tonkin. But then they kind of have the attitude of, well, it's up to me to decide if it's an inside job or not. You know, I make the decision it's not because it's too scary. None of us have any future if you don't face the elephant in the room. And I just played you the FBI director of New York with the mayor walking along beside him. Coming over to firefighters, and he's going, yeah, I saw the bottom of the building blow out. I just played you the firefighters talking about bombs. I just went over, and this is what NIST tried to block. This is what NIST all these years hasn't wanted released. I mean, don't you see how incredible that is? So we're searching the term. Search it right now and search it after the show. 9/11 cover-up. 9/11 cover-up. I just added a one there. And we'll put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to keep streaming with free video streams up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the end of the hour. Special 9/11 cover-up simulcast with Jesse Ventura. He just left us. He did an hour and 17 minutes with us exclusively live here today. But let's search the term 9/11 cover-up. And let's also search Conway cover-up, Jack Conway. And I'm going to run out during the break and get my articles that I gave Nemo. He's writing about it. Watson's writing about it. It'll have Conway cover-up in the headline. Right as Conway cover-up goes live as the number one search term, if you make it the number one search term, it'll force mainstream media to look at Jack Conway involved, the evidence shows, in a criminal cover-up of a narcotics investigation of his prosecutor brother. And he's the Attorney General of Kentucky. You realize how big this is, hidden in plain view, in front of everybody. Well, you ask Aaron and Kurt Nemo. They took my Daily Poll, my InfoWars. Pardon me? They're already back in there? Okay, we'll find them. Oh, yeah, here they are right in front of me. Well, I don't have the Daily Poll one, the full one. I need that, too. We'll be right back with this. We got big articles coming out on this subject. This is Key Calderbody and Ozone Zoom right now.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Economic news and military news before this hour ends, but I want people to really listen to me very, very, very carefully right now. I'm not mincing words about this. Rand Paul could lose in Kentucky, and that will send a message against hardcore patriot candidates nationwide and will serve as a blueprint to encourage the dirtiest, nastiest tricks we have ever seen in modern politics in this country. So I want to reach out to everyone to understand. They lied and said he wanted to get rid of the Civil Rights Act. We know that wasn't true. That he kidnapped a woman, made her do drugs, wasn't true. That he wasn't a medical doctor, wasn't true. That he had racists at his events. Turned out they worked with Conway and the Democrats. They've been caught. But Conway is throwing everything he can in the next 5.5 days, coming up on Super Tuesday. He is throwing everything he has got right now against Rand Paul. It's a national story about some woman with a wig rushing towards Rand Paul, so they kind of tackle her, and the guy puts his foot on her. Meanwhile, they don't show on the national news, though it's on YouTube, that same event. Rand Paul supporters being beat up. This stuff happens. Meanwhile, this came out on the 23rd. So this actually came out on Saturday. I didn't learn about it until the 26th yesterday when I went to prisonplanet.com and saw the link to the Daily Paul article. Then I went and read the article they linked to, Courier Journal. Then I found a couple other newspaper articles, and I searched last night, nothing else. Maybe one TV station mentioned it. Listen to me. This is a huge cover-up of real corruption. They have been caught red-handed. We can confidently say that Jack Conway and his brother have committed a crime, multiple crimes. We don't know if they're really involved in narcotics trafficking, his brother. We don't know if he had drugs at his house. What we know is there was going to be a drug raid on his house. Detectives in the same county where Jack Conway's brother is the deputy prosecutor. He's also a lawyer. His brother is the attorney general running against Rand Paul. We know Jack Conway, this is all admitted in police reports, okay? This is admitted in police reports. It's a 5-page lengthy article in the Courier Journal. The headline says LMPD probes detectives who tipped off prosecutors under investigation. And it doesn't tell you till deep in the article that this Matthew C. Conway is the brother of the Attorney General of Kentucky. And they admit the detectives met with the Attorney General. They told him. They met with others. They went and met with his brother. They went and met with Attorney Matt Conway, his brother, the prosecutor. And they told him, you better get yourself clean. These are quotes, and whatever's going on, you better get ready for a raid in 2 days. And they blocked the raid to give him time to do whatever he did. Now, we don't know, and it says it was for narcotics trafficking and use. We don't know if it was cocaine, heroin. We don't know. We don't know if he's guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. But they are in here, in this article, all of them making admissions of guilt. This is enough for a grand jury to indict the attorney general, and I'm calling for that, and his prosecutor brother. They are all in here admitting they met secretly with detectives, and the detectives warned him and blocked the service of the search warrant and the raid for 2 days. And then when this first came out, because they overheard the detectives a couple weeks ago, this happened weeks ago, talking about the case at a restaurant, that's how other police got tipped off about it. And then when the police went and talked to him, they lied. The other detectives admit, they apologize. They say, I lied because I like Matt Conway, and I don't think it's true. They warned him, and then they lied and said, we didn't warn him, we didn't meet with him. They lied to the investigating detectives. The detectives did. Conway is in here lying, saying he wasn't warned. Matt Conway. His brother is on record meeting with these people. They have absolutely obstructed justice. They have tried to escape the law. That's called absconding in a criminal investigation. They have lied. They are guilty. Jack Conway, his brother Matt Conway, are guilty of trying to frustrate a criminal investigation, and they're all a bunch of top prosecutors. They're a bunch of cops. Now, that's who Jack Conway is. Do I think there were narcotics in that house? What's a bear do in the woods?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, about 2 hours ago, I sprung this on Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson. They're not going to have these articles done till probably 30 minutes to an hour after the show ends. But you need to mark your calendar, that sticky note in front of you right now, that when these articles about the Conway cover-up go live at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, that you need to get it and email it to every outlet in Kentucky, every radio station, every church, any public addresses, fire departments, it doesn't matter, because it comes out in two newspapers from the police files, red-handed, the attorney general, his prosecutor brother, and three police detectives, two of them admitting they lied when they said they hadn't warned Conway about the narcotics trafficking and use investigation. Now, whether that narcotics investigation would have ever turned up drugs, his brother did resign. It now turns out, this happened months ago. And this has been quietly covered up. Okay? His brother left as a prosecutor. He's gone. The cops are quoted as saying, I guess my career is over. Well, yeah, there should be a criminal investigation of this. And there is a criminal investigation. But the election is now. Rand Paul has to take all these lies from this slimeball Jack Conway and put up with all this. So I'm telling you, let's make it the number one search term, or number two. Conway cover-up. Conway is C-O-N-W-A-Y. Conway cover-up or cover-up. Conway cover-up. There's another search term, 9/11, 9/11 cover-up. So 9/11 cover-up, 9/11 cover-up, and Conway cover-up. We can expose this globalist con, who's con people saying Rand Paul's out there grabbing women and hitting the doctor and all this other baloney. I mean, we need to expose Jack Conway, and even if he gets into office, you know, that isn't the issue. He needs to be prosecuted. You've got this slimy attorney general in there with the police in meetings, warning his brother. The raid gets blocked for 2 days. Oh, yeah, it was the head narcotics detective that was tasked to go do the raid that called him and met with him and said, get yourself ready, we're coming in 2 days. I mean, what would happen if your cousin was a police detective, the head of narcotics, and he called you up and said, there's a warrant to search your house, get ready. We're coming in 2 days. This is incredible corruption, and they're all in the newspaper admitting it, and you don't see this on CNN. You don't see this on Fox. Fox is the one place that might run with it. Hit them with emails. And the problem is this is a detailed article by R.G. Dunlop. Did R.G. Dunlop ever call us back? Did R.G. Dunlop ever call us back? He never called us back. We put calls. I'm going to call him when I get off air. We put calls into him to get him on. He went to the police reports, the open records on this, and it's got the cops admitting they knew the raid was coming. They went and warned him, and they had meetings with his brother, the attorney general, about it. You understand? Red-handed. Red-handed. Obstruction of justice. Absconding a criminal investigation. In fact, I wasn't going to take phone calls, and I haven't had time to pull up Kentucky law, but I know it's the same everywhere in the country. Can any Kentucky police officers or prosecutors, in fact, we ought to search, what are the other charges? I know there's a bunch of others. I know those are correct crimes and charges I'm talking about, but there's others as well. Official corruption? What's it called when people in government are protecting themselves and giving each other forewarning? It's a conspiracy to obstruct justice? There you go. Sounds like racketeering to me. You got a whole bunch of people involved. I mean, how many other terms can we throw out here? I'm going to open the phones up specifically. We only got about 15 minutes left here or less. Actually 20, excuse me. I'm going to open the phones up specifically for lawyers or police officers. I'd like it to be from Kentucky, or pull up your criminal code. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. People are like, well, I don't live in Kentucky. Why do I care if Rand Paul wins? If they get away with lying about him and smearing him, it's going to be the playbook for all other patriot candidates trying to take this country back. You got election fraud in every other close election, in Arizona and Nevada and New York and Illinois. The American people are angry, they're taking action, and the system's using dirty tricks, and Conway has been narrowing his lead against Rand Paul. And here's the $64 million question and answer. If we are able to force this Jack Conway cover-up story out into mainstream news, because we don't know if there were narcotics in his brother's house, the prosecutor. We don't know if all this is true, because he got warned, because the police couldn't raid his house, and he's a prosecutor. It makes it even more imperative. We know about corruption in high places. And here's the $64 million answer. If you can force this out in the next 2-3 days, and that's why they hate this radio show, because our audience can do it. If you can call Fox News, Fox Radio, they're one of the more apt groups to do it, but I did a search and haven't seen them cover it. If you can get this out, this is real corruption. We don't know about the drugs, but we know they covered it up, and we know they did things that are illegal. This is big. This could get Rand Paul in there, okay? Because anytime you investigate these globalists, there's always corruption. I mean, they're just so corrupt. I mean, who else would vote for Obamacare and banker bailouts, but corrupt politicians? So, this is so hardcore important that you make Conway cover up the number one search term. It may be number one, it may be number two. We'll find out soon. 9/11 cover up, and number two search, Conway cover up, and Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo. But here's the deal. When this goes number one in the next hour or two, we got to have the articles up. And so we're working on getting those up so that when it's the number one search term, they get led back to Conway cover-up. And I'm sure there's other listeners that have websites. Why don't you go write a Conway cover-up article? And it'll be you up there. I don't care. I don't care. I don't want this corrupt attorney general caught protecting and covering up and blocking and warning his brother of criminal investigations using his police connections to do it. I don't want him winning. I don't want all the dirty tricks he's pulled out of his black bag against Rand Paul and our movement for liberty and restore the Constitution to be successful. Ah, man, I'm mad. And you should get mad about it, too. Let me go look at my IMs here from John. And, of course, my IM's not launched. So, John, I'll just hand take these calls from you right here. Okay, just as soon as those calls come in. I want to get people's take in Kentucky, period, of what you think on this. We'll take a few calls on the subject. 1-800-259-9231. This is so important what's going on, and my IM doesn't work, so we'll try to launch that right now. But it's absolutely incredible, and it makes my blood boil to know that the media, the mainstream media, in fact, reading back over the article, this stuff went on earlier in the year with his brother and has been covered up ever since, and now it finally came out 5 days ago in the Courier-Journal.com. The Courier Journal newspaper and several other newspapers, and it's all direct quotes and the police reports, and all of it admitted in the article, LMPD probes detectives who tipped off prosecutor under investigation. That's why it's a Conway cover-up. It's a Conway cover-up because Conway is involved in a cover-up of what was going on with his brother, and the media is covering it up. This is newsworthy. This information is newsworthy. I mean, it just shows you who these people are. Mike in Texas, what's your view on what I'm saying on this?
Thank you, sir. It is you. You are a patriot, and I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I'm in private practice down in Texas, and there are state ethics codes for lawyers. And the information that comes to them, they cannot. That breaks the confidence of everything. And, you know, I wanted to say that this is, as you know, part of the trend, the internationalists helping out this Conway guy, the eco-terrorists who were down there. I think you spoke about it yesterday. Eco-terrorists trying to get in there. And, of course, she was violating the law, that eco-terrorist. She was trying to
Sir, I appreciate your call, but specifically my statements about this being open and shut obstruction of justice, official corruption, whether he is a narcotics trafficker or not, the issue is he got a heads up to get ready for the raid, and his brother, the attorney general, was involved in it. Then they lied to the other county investigators and state investigators and said they didn't give him a warning. Now they admit they gave him a warning because one of the detectives came out and told the truth. Do you understand how big that is? Listen, I appreciate your call. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
This is an outrage. Yeah, I live in Louisville, and this is disgusting. The Courier Journal cover up in lies. It's time to get out there. I'm going to go down. Feel like this.
Well, hold on. The Courier Journal didn't run with the right headline for something this bombshell, but they did the report about how they admittedly lied and did this cover up. I mean, I'd say good job by the Courier Journal.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I said other media is engaged in a cover up. So, do people know about this in Kentucky?
I'm not sure if they do, but I'm sure I'm going to go let people know about it. And I'm going to go to Jack Conway's headquarters and campaign quarters. Said, "Do you all know about this?" I'm going to go to it. I'm so angry right now, and all this bashing, and then this KET instead of.
Hold on, that's another great point. Everybody should call the Rand Paul campaign and say, "Where are you?" You should have Rand Paul should have a press conference and highlight the Courier Journal that has the police reports and say, "Jack Conway met secretly with police. Jack Conway protected his brother." Then the police and others lied to investigators and said they didn't give him a warning. Now they admit they lied. They say, "I lied. I'm sorry." Sorry doesn't cut it. We have them. We're Rand Paul. This is not dirty politics while he's being accused of everything under the sun, and we've got them red-handed in a cover-up, Chris.
Exactly. And, you know, you're so right. And then 84 WHAS radio here didn't even want to cover it. No, they don't want to talk about it. Thanks, Mandy McKyle. You're just part of that, too. You don't want to be an American? Fine. But, you know, these we got to get out here, get the Rand Paul people in Kentucky out here. Those who are listening, or you live in Jefferson County where I'm at, get down here and start protesting this. Hold up signs as in a Conway cover-up. We've got to get active on this because I am so sick and tired of this bashing.
Well, here's the other big issue, Chris. We don't have our articles ready that boil it all down and have the links. They're going up in the next hour at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And when these articles go live with all this information, we need you to make 1,000 copies at FedEx Kinko's and hand them out at street corners. We need you to email it to all the media nationwide, not just Kentucky, and say after, I mean, look, turnabout's fair play, and we have the truth. After all they've done to Rand, trying to beat him, and they may, he's losing steam because of these people. After all they've done with their lies, this is admitted cover-up and obstruction of justice. We have them if we ram this out now. It's up to you, listeners. Ram this sucker out.
Get going, listeners, and start printing them. Get out there and get them on car windshields.
And by the way, I'll tell you, MoveOn.org, who's out there, and all these other people, they're listening to the show right now. And they're going to come out with their own Conway cover-up stuff to try to, like, Conway cover-up isn't true. Or Conway, you know, there's a cover-up, how great he is. I've seen him do similar things before. We've got to have all the Patriot media, the Daily Poll, everybody, write your own articles, excising out, you know, or take adding to your article all the admissions in the Courier Journal from the police reports. See, because it's the weak headline of LMPD probes detectives who tipped off prosecutor under investigation, and then later in the article, they tell you it's Jack Conway, and they've all admitted to his brother and the police to lying and Conway covering it up. I mean, we have these people. I don't think folks realize how big this is. You know, we have real corruption, open and shut, lying, and tip-offs to narcotics investigations. Ladies and gentlemen, if I know that the police are going to raid my neighbor for a cocaine investigation, and I find out about it, and I go tell my neighbor, and later he gets busted and tells them that, I'm going to go to prison for, it's aiding and abetting. It's not just obstruction of justice. It's not just absconding. It's not just official corruption. It's not just a conspiracy to obstruct justice. It is aiding and abetting someone in the evasion of a criminal investigation. You have to pull up the exact Kentucky code on that, but I know the states. It's guaranteed. Aiding and abetting the evasion of a criminal investigation. And if you know there's a criminal investigation for drugs, it's just flat out aiding and abetting. Aiding and abetting, aid and abet, aid and abet. Jack Conway aids and abets his brother warns him of drug raid. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, we can just smash this guy right into the ground right now. And I'm willing to fight these corrupt thugs. I'm willing to stand up here, put my name and everything on the line. I'm willing to get up here and tell it like it is. I've studied the law, the common law, the state laws. I know what this is. It's all admitted in this article. Yeah, you can just get the Courier Journal article and send it out to folks, but write the line. Hey, read the whole article. They admit obstruction of justice. They admit a cover-up. They admit lying to police. All right here. All right here. This is the biggest, fattest, juiciest torpedo to bring down that slime bag. And even if he doesn't get indicted for all of this, the fact that this comes out, something real, this will stick to him. This will stick to him like black paint thrown up against the side of a white wall. Okay, this is going to stand out like a sore thumb. This information is absolutely key. Jeremy in Kentucky, you're on the air. What's your take on this?
Yeah, and I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I was just thinking this is kind of odd because a few weeks ago during a debate with Rand Paul and Jack Conway made it act like that Rand Paul wanted to sell drugs to children because he said that victimless crime supposedly.
Who do you think's for the drug war? The people that ship it in. They want to keep making the big cash. We don't want to legalize it. We want to decriminalize it. Cut the money out of it.
Yeah, but I think this is kind of ironic since this whole deal with his brother and everything, and now he's accusing Rand Paul. And you remember Ron Paul was just talking about this a few months ago when you had him on air when he said that people in Texas was acting like I wanted to sell drugs to kids, and they're kind of.
Yeah, that's another great. That's another great point, Jeremy. Does anybody know about this obstruction of justice situation with Conway in Kentucky?
No, I haven't heard anything about it. All I can hear is the lies. You know, they're trying to say that he wants a $2,000 deductible on Medicare, and they keep continuing these lies on him and everything. It's just, I guess it's just open season for him.
We're gonna turn the tables. The cavalry's coming, Jeremy. Doug is a Texas cop. We're gonna talk to Doug. Let's just start going to him now. We'll hold him over. Doug in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Jones, how are you doing today?
Good. What do you think of what I'm saying? Do you agree with it?
Oh, it's just, you know, the level I work at, in the realm that I work at, it, this just goes over my head. I don't understand how this is happening.
Clearly obstruction. What else is it?
This is beyond obstruction. I mean, this goes up and supersedes federal and state levels beyond.
Stay there. Yeah, it looks like racketeering because there's so many crimes being committed by a group. Stay there. We're coming right back to you, Doug. Don't hang up. Final segment of this hour. Search term, Conway cover-up. I know they're not going to stop you. Keep searching it all day, tomorrow, the next day. Push it out there. Conway cover-up.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go back to Doug on this. We're going to hammer it hard tomorrow. Kurt Nimmo's ETA on the first article on this that boils it all down is going up in T-minus 20 minutes at InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's working on his detailed report. It'll be out in the next hour. PrisonPlanet.com. Get them out to everybody. Search the term Conway cover-up. And we're going to try to force the media to cover this. Hopefully we can get Fox to pick it up. We'll know it's dirty pool. Here's the top link on Drudge, WFTV. It says Daytona Beach commissioner arrested on fraud charges for election fraud. Daytona Beach City Commissioner Derek Henry and his campaign managers, Genesee Robinson, were arrested Wednesday, charged with committing absentee ballot fraud during Henry's 2010 reelection campaign. I mean, and these stories are just pouring in. The vets can't get their ballots and can't vote. Voting machines are flipping for Democrats everywhere. Doug, as a police officer, and we're pulling up Kentucky law, but it's similar to Texas. You know, if you are a police officer and you warn the attorney general brother that his prosecutor brother is about to be raided, you warn him, and it's quotes, get your house in order, get, you know, we're coming in 2 days. Then they lied to other investigators and said they didn't. Then they came back and said, okay, we did lie. I mean, that's obstruction of justice, open and shut. But what else is it?
Oh, that's this goes on beyond even obstruction. This is what we'd call federal RICO laws, which goes from state to state, you know, even country to country. So you're talking something major and big right here. This is something that supersedes anything that I'm even on the level of not even knowing quite where to go with this, because I deal with local things. You know, as is, you know, I'm a local undercover narcotics agent. So this is something that's just.
Well, let me ask you this way. Yeah, okay, in your town or county, if the prosecutor, you've got reports he's dealing drugs and using drugs, and if you went and warned him that a SWAT raid was coming in 2 days, and then it came out that you'd done that, what would happen to you?
Oh, I would be in federal penitentiary. Absolutely. And it would be a quick entry into the federal penitentiary system, trust me. This is just, this is not going to rest, trust me. You got to keep on the bullhorn. This is not going to rest.
But then you add his brother, the attorney general, in. When it's state-level corruption, then the feds come in. But who are the feds? Obama.
I'll tell you what. It goes around in weird circles, I'm telling you. I'm sorry I can't be as sharp as I can. I've been up all night working, of course, doing what I do. But I'm telling you, this is not going to rest. This is not the end.
Well, I agree with you. That's what it shows is racketeering, RICO, and it's just amazing. Doug, thank you for the call. Folks, this is so big, and this could make or break. I mean, you're seeing the attacks on Rand get crazier every day, and they're always baloney. I'm getting chills right now, folks. And he is starting to lose his lead in the polls coming out. By 5 days from now, by next Tuesday, they may throw everything at him. And the fact that this hypocrite Conway accused him of wanting to give kids drugs, Rand Paul, the fact that he tried to imply he kidnapped some woman 30 years ago, turned out to not be true, that he's not a doctor, all the things they've done, and then here he is, admittedly involved with police, warning his brother, and then the police getting caught lying and saying, we didn't do that. And the cops are quoted in here going, I just hope I keep my job. Clearly I'll never be in narcotics again, but I hope you keep your job. Look, when you got prosecutors and detectives and attorney generals doing things like this, it's a higher standard. It's a higher standard because the public thinks you're all corrupt because of stuff like this. And I know full well most of you aren't. But we know one thing, Jack Conway needs to go to the penitentiary. And there's no doubt his brother needs to. Resigning isn't enough. Call Fox News. They may put it out there. Get our story going up at InfoWars.com in about 15 minutes. Get it out to everybody you know. Search the term 9/11 cover-up. Search the term Conway cover-up. Do it tomorrow. Keep it up there at number one. And we're going to expose this piece of trash. Great job, crew. Jesse Ventura coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.